So anyway, in the course of the Nitzine, it's able because it, so before the Nitzine is consummated, it's able because it, so even though the actual Tzitzit did not intervene, so it comes within the psul of Beiksive of Mechusat Tzitzit. Now, the Harishani who achirik, and who say, who achirik am Rabbi Tam, and who say that even with Dovah Mu'et, Rabbi Goyet, I think the Harishani mentioned the name of Rabbi Goyet, that even with Dovah Mu'et, so comes within, the Tzitzit of Dovah Mu'et comes within the psul of Mechusat Tzitzit. I think that's Rabbi Goyet, that's Rabbi Goyet. ומקום מוקים כוסף רבים החי בוהם, זר, ובמקרה מחוסק ציצה, ובמקרה מחוסק ציצה, אלא היכה דקיינם כסי והרדאי כאילו למי כסמי. וחי גם להו דרס לו למי כסמי, בוס את מיכה. אבו, ולחב את הייתו למי כס, לס לו בו, ובהוכר עושה שפיר, מי במריר ואיר, גזיר לזמן ביבר לי, כלימה, מה הוא אין לך, חום בדקמתו, שתקנו זמן, מה יקו בואי בלעב לכן אמרו שלכון תזל, אין טיימא, לכל שנבחירו לו, יש עדיין תליק זה, אף אגב דיגוי זלי, בוס ההוכה, לא יחזה מחוץ הקציצה, כדיברי רבי נחי יוצא. So, רבי נחי, מי שזה ראי, פעם דימורי, גזיר לזמן ביבר לי. So he doesn't give the terrets, because he don't know it, he doesn't apply. So we see that Rabbi Nahai Goyen is chemical thesis. Thesis says that according to Rabbi Netam, by Dabba Muet, only by Klav Godot, because Rabbi Netam mentions that the Klav Godot. Why does Rabbi Netam mention Klav Godot? Let him mention that any time you write the get, and then you cut off one small piece of paper of that get. So it is possible. He mentions only Klav Godot. So from that alone, it's a riot, that according to Rabbi Tam, only by Klav Godot, but Dabba Muet does not come within the psul of Mechusak Tzitzit. But Rabbi Goyen is chilek, and Rabbi Goyen holds that even Dabba Muet comes within the psul of Mechusak Tzitzit. But then you add, and so then the kashi is, Kazir is Mami Yavnele, so Rabbi Goyen explains that the whole psul of Mechusak Tzitzit is only shayer. If before the ksive, the Baal had in mind to be ketzitz, pardon. But here, Kazir is Mami Yavnelei, before the ksive, he didn't have in mind. He didn't have in mind. But later on, he had in mind to do it. So Memele, since at the time of the ksive, he didn't have in mind, so it doesn't involve the psul of the Mechusat Tzitzit. But he says, how about new Gavipor, but Rabbi Tam himself is Rabbi Hai Goyen himself is made it. That there is a, that in regard to Poro, so even if he didn't have in mind at the time of the Ksile, to be Ketzit, it still involves the Psul of Mechusat Tzitzit. Because that's his mashmah from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Ala Keren Shel Poro V'Neisro Es HaPoro. But to cut off the horn and give the horn to the Nishonat. But according to Rabbi Goyen, if at the time of the Ksile he didn't have in mind to be Ketzit, so if later on he decides to be Ketzit the horn, he should be able to do it. The answer is, Rabbi Goyen says that only in regard to Klav Godot, but not in regard to the Keren Shel Poro. What's the difference? He says, Umiyu Gavi Poro Mechodolo Sheshiyu Rechoshu Eitzel Hake Ushmei Rov Bifnei Hatzlei Afilu Nosam Daite Afilu Nosam Daite Shaloi Mishaya Eposu Di Masnisi Neitzel Saporo Stomu. So, in regard to Yibal Chai, since the Shiyur is Yibal Choshu, so then it's considered Mechusak Tzitzit even if it's Loyo Yibai. If it is something that is not Choshu, so it is not Choshu, so let's say a piece of paper. So when somebody cuts off a piece of paper from a big sheet of paper, from a cloud bottom, and then somebody will see it, will he characterize it as a piece of paper that was torn off from the cloud bottom? It has no chshives. Mashenkin, when you cut off your home from the poor, how will it be characterized by everybody? As a horn that was cut off from the poor. I mean, because this is something unusual, to cut off a horn from the poor. To cut off a small piece of paper from the cloud, God is the usual thing. So the male, only when the hoyo be dainty, which has succeeded to be kentzitz, it's considered mozatzitz. But if it's loyo yo be dainty, which has succeeded, and since it's a usual thing to cut off a small piece of paper from the cloud, so the male, it's not considered mozatzitz. But if hoyo be dainty, which has succeeded to cut off, then it's considered mozatzitz. Then it's considered mechutakise, because then subjectively it is aiming to be kuniktes. Because subjectively it is aiming to be kuniktes. Mashiki in Gabriel, horn shall pour. So that's an unusual thing. And everybody will characterize it as a horn cut off from the pour. I mean, something unusual happened. So the male, it's considered mechutakise even without his intention, which has succeeded to do it. This is Rabbi Avraham's sheep. But the Rabbi Goyen mentions only the Raya, so the Rabbi Goyen mentions the Raya of Gazel Isman. But how about, because over there he didn't have in mind to Bishas Ksive to call it off. But how about the other Raya of Bishita and Chite? He doesn't even mention. And over there, usually, if the Baal, Bishas Mesiris Haget, stipulates that Nai, so he probably had that in mind, Bishas Ksive too. Why should he make such a decision? Why should he make such a decision all of a sudden after Ksive? Bishleimiri Gabi Gazel Isman Viyavnele. So why is he Gazel Isman? Because he found out that his wife was Mizan. So he wants to be mechape. So Mele, after the Ksive, he found out that his wife was Mizane. That his wife was Mizane before the get was given to her, and he wants to protect her. So Mele, it's Gazel Isman. So Bishas Ksive, he didn't have that mind. Masha'im came, Bishita Lishita, Mitevo Litevo, Bishas Ksive, he stipulates that he reserves title in that paper in himself. So he probably, usually he had that in mind before the Ksive too. So Memele, it would be Kashi against Rabbi Cohen. The answer is, from that there is no Kashi altogether. Because there, the Ktzitze, Rabbi Cohen holds that when we say, that when we apply the Psuk of Mechuser, Ktzitze only if the Ktzitze intervenes between the Ksive and the Sine. But if the Ktzitze takes place later on, even though it was aiming, but if actually did not intervene, the actual Ktzitze did not intervene, so then the Psul of Mechusa Ktzitze doesn't apply. But the issue is that where it is aiming, where legally it is aiming to be Ktzitze, so even though the actual Ktzitze did not intervene between the Ksive and the Sine, so the Psul of Mechusa Ktzitze applies. All right, now the mission. In case we mimchu be'alikarke, kosher mimchu be'a, tol she'chos nevino v'chos nevinos le'kosher, rebude peislach et kizmose v'chsemose v'tolush. And we learned that the Dabdalet in Gittin, at the very beginning, that according to Rebude, it applies to Ishmos. In other words, according to Reb Meir, because of his reference to Chesime, according to Reb Lezer, because of his reference to the Ksive, and according to Rabbi Yudeh, because of his reference to both, to the Ksive and to the Ksive. So the Meile, all the Alochas, Mishmo and Mechuber, apply to the Ksive, according to Rabbi Yudeh, they apply to the Ksive and the Ksive. Rabbi Yudeh, Mtsei Rei Meri Kesi, Ulea Yom Mocho, Ulea Adif Tere, Mekni Shiyochel Yizdayei, V'chachom Imach Shirin, in case we will have the Ksive, because of the Nosan, שמחוסק ציצה, רש, כוסר לא מחובר במורה פה, יוכל אמרת לקייצבין, ליור המוח הוא כיוכל לארץ ולמר כי, עד לא עדים, ולקייצ ויהיה בפנאי שאו יבין, ולא ימיוך למי עושה, דו עדים נאמר המרח הכסומי, וכן דיפטרה means parchment that was not coat processed with garment. So that's possible for Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So, and Badiktere is Imech Shalinika, who is more than Forish like Diktere. But Chachomim Machshirim is more than Forish like Diktere. Says, the Chachomim represent the view of Reb Lezer that the Messina Kar say, so the Mela, even though it was written, the get was written, and Iksaf Shiochum is dying, but we don't have to be chishish lest there was a ziyuv, because since it requires a misire, so the mele, so the misire have to read the shtar, so the get, so the mele, if there was a certain ziyuv, then the misire will know. Alright. Now, the kosher am chuber, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it's kosher there, but v'am retrei shein kesvi, אמר רב יהודה מר שמואל, הוא שישי עמוק מתירה. וכן אמר רב לזר, אמר רב אישי, הוא שישי עמוק מתירה. וכן אמר רב רחן, חונה, אמר רב יחד, הוא שישי עמוק מתירה. ורב לזר היא, ואומר, היא בסריקה על זה. ועוד כלומר, אין כסף תפס, שם הוא יחד תירף, אקטור מדרעי סי, כותבי תירף, תפס, אני מחוברתו, because that's not the important part of the get. תפס contains the unimportant facts in the get. And the Teref includes the important facts of the get. The Shemui, Shemui, Shoshim, Amokim, Esman, Harek, Terav, Hodom, Ekon, Terav, Yudeh. So then the Ruchim Noi also is an integral part of the Teref, because without that, the get is no get. So, but the Teref contains unimportant material. So the Mele Midrash say, even if the Teref is written in Chuba, it's alive. But in the Rabbanan, because of the Xeret. In case in Teres, for Tebe, Shem, and Nechtere. So that's like a Tchile. But the Ebe, also in Tebe, is with Tolche, also in Tebe, in Oslo, in Koshe. So, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel explain the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer. And the Mishnah says, in case in Mechuba, in Kalka, in Tchile, you're not allowed to write even the Tebe, because of Xeira, Shem, and Nechtere. But the Ebe, so, if the Teifes only was written in Chuber, and the Teref was not written in Chuber, the Teref was written after it was Nislash, so there it's kosher. It's kosher. This is how Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel explain the Mishnah. I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer. But for Shlokish, explain the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. And I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, so in the right say, you can write not only the Teifes, can you write on the Chuber. Even the Teref you can write on the as long as the Chassidim say Eidim is mitonish. But me, the Rabbanu, you're not allowed to write the Teref b'mechuba. So the Pshat in the Mishnah in the Sval, the Shloch, Shom HaChos Mishnah. When it says Kosvei b'mechuba, it means Chosme. He completed it completely with the Chassidim also. So, the Shloch, Shom HaChos Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehidom, the Chassidim, the Karsim, the Rakoma, in case in Teref, the Yoshem Yachtim. Kosher Teref, told she Kosher Nosno law, so there it's kosher, even though the whole Teref was written Bimchum. That's the Rashi. Vushe Shia say, we told Kosher Mishim, that Teref was like a priest. Teref, do we shall start? We can we ish, we ish, we asman. The Rablezari must listen to Boyk, see we be told you to him, because of the Kho, Axel Aged, Axel Mesaid in Rablezari. The Maxim is Aged in Matero. Elo, Mipne Tikun Eilo. You come because of the Kroak, so I get going. Chosme, Shani, you receive the mass listen, don't you? Chosme, Nosso, Lokosha, the Afal Pishin, Nichta, Pulu, Nuchuba. The Hixi, because of the Kroak, so say him, Shuika, the Rab Meir, he. Kosh, the Alcherish, what is no ku, Koshe, the Shokale, the Oil, the Lay. Now, we had the Machlekes in the big tasteless between Rashbam and Rabbeta, as to whether the Psu of Nechusak Tzitze applies only to mechuber, to something that is life, vegetative life, or animal life, but not to Ikvav Godu, that's a Rashbam Shite, or a Ramtam Bhak say, it applies even to something that is inanimate, completely, even to Ikvav Godu. Alright, now what is Rashi Shite? So, some Rishenim, the Rashbo, for example, unless when the Rashbo says Rashi, it's a mistake, it means Rashbam. But there are some Rishonim who say that Rashi Shita is like Rashba. And then there are some Amidai from Rashi that Rashi Shita is like Amidai. We'll soon see. There is an apparent stira between two Rashis and this one. Alright. So, the Gemara says, Kosh v'al cheresh lo tisnoku. Kosh, now lo tisnoku is considered mechuber. What is considered mechuber? The zroi, the peiros, the vegetables that grow in the perforated part that is filled up with soil. So that is considered mechuber. But the part itself is loish, that you see from the Gemara that conveys. In order to be kinyan the zroi, you have to make a kinyan chazoki. In order to be kinyan the part, even though the part contains in it, Zroim that are mechubah, but the part itself does not become mechubah. The part itself, the otis itself, is tosh, and that can be acquired only through kiyum shichel lagboye, not to kiyum chazokim, for kiyum chazokim. So, kos v'al cheres otis nokuv, so the cheres of the otis nokuv is tosh. So he says kosha, kosha, the shokrei lei v'yoy v'nei. The shokle yolme. So Rashi said as follows. The shokle in the kuleotit, vein kamechus af tzitze, vein mochu shem yish ma'acheres, v'yitin l'chatire, v'havale k'tzitze, v'loi mafsid l'lotit. So Rashi says, the reason is why. It's kosher, and we're not cheshish. Maybe we'll cut off the cheres, because why should he do that? I mean, the mafsid money. It's worth money. So, the implication being, from Rashi, that if he does cut off that piece of the cheres on which the get was inscribed, it would be possible on the basis of Mechusat Tzitzit. So, how is it mashma from this Rashi? That Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rashbam or the Shita of Rabletam? So it's from this Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabletam, because the cheres of the Otisnok, the Zroim in the Otisnok of Amechubah, but have life, have vegetative life. But the otis itself, the Gemara says, can be acquired only by making ikinyan mishicha agboye, not by making ikinyan chazoke. The zroima can be acquired by making in them ikinyan chazoke. So the zroima mechuga lekarake, but the otis that contains the zroi is tosh. So it's a remarkable thing. I mean that the zroima mechuga and they are contained in an otis that is tosh. So, but that's the deal. So, and still Rashi says that if he is keitzed, then it will be possible on the basis of Mechusat Tzitze. So from this Rashi it appears that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rambam, not with the Shita of the Rashbam. Because according to the Rashbam, so the whole deal of Mechusat Tzitze applies only to something that Mechubah, something that has life. But the cheres has no life. That's recalculating, that's tolush. So that's tolush. So it has no life. So even if he cuts off the piece of cheres on which he gets his inscribed, should be kosher. And whereas the Rabbi Tam mentions that raye, so the Rishayim say it's no raye. It's no raye. And the reason is why the Gemara uses the expression the shokalei v'yoyim. Because a binding connection with the case where the get was written, our own short is not. So a binding uses that portion, the shokal yoimele, and Rabbi is chilek. So the mele, here even Rabbi says shokal yoimele, but not that it's a mass of shokal yoimele, he must hand over to her the whole part. He can cut off the piece of cheres too, but the Gemara mentioned that expression. Because after all, why should we tell him to do something that will involve hefsek? So the natural thing for him to do is to hand over to the Isha the whole otzitz. But in Chaname, if he doesn't care about wasting money, and he wants to cut out that piece of cheres and destroy the rest of the otzitz, fine. This is how the Rashbam says you regard this more. But Rashi says in so many words, the shokoli kulotis, vein kam mechutzatzis, vein lochu shemini v'acheres v'atzeh, but there were mafsid lotis. So the implication is that if he does it, then it's possible. So from this Rashi it appears that Rashi agrees in the Shita from the Tal, not Rashi. Alright, now the next piece of the more. Alole shalotis noku, abayom ha-kosh, v'rogom ha-post, abayom ha-kosh, the shokolei, v'yoyivnele, rovom apostle, gzei oshem ayikdei. So let's see how Rashi says. Die Schokolos Jörle, Shemo Yikti Moore, we have a Kzitze in Am Chover. Now, so from this Rashi, it's Mashma that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rambam. Because if Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rambam, then we understand this why Rashi emphasizes and spells out in Am Chover. But if Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam, why does he have to say Vavik Tzitze in Am Chover? Vavik Tzitze! So then, even Barotzi chain in Okul, so the same aloha will apply. And this is what the Rabbi Tam says. So in other words, there is a steering. From the first Rashi, it's Mashma, that Rashi agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Tam. And but from the second Rashi, in the emphasizing of it is Nachuber, it distance to indicate that Rashi agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Tam, not Rashba. I'm sorry, with the Shite of Rabbi Rashba, not Rabbi Tam. From the first Rashi, it appears that Rashi he agrees with the Shite of the Rabbi Tam. And from the second Rashi, in emphasizing, but it's now Huber, it's Mashma that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Rashba. Alright, so it's still. Oti shalechot, Mizroim shalechot, moch habalot is about Zroim, kim shemoshach echot, kim shemoshach kone, moch habal Zroim balot is likona shiyadi Mizroim. So if Uve knows the path, and Shime knows the Zroim, the path is tolush, it's vitaltoli. The Zroim is mechuber, it's karak. So, Uve knows the otis, has typed the otis. Shimon is typing the Zroim, so Ruben the Bala Otitz sells his Otitz to Shimon the Bala Zroim. So Shimon the Bala Zroim, now Shimon doesn't have to acquire title in the Zroim, that he has all the time. He wants to acquire title in the Otitz. What is the Otitz? Tosh. So Kim Shemoshachone. So we see from this Gemara that even though the Otitz is the receptacle, the container, for the Zroim, the Tarkarke, but the container of the Mekarke does not become Karke, does not become a Chub. Kim Shemoshach Kone, so it's without him. Moch about Zroim, but what's it if Shimon, who owns the Zroim, sells his Zroim to Ruben, who owns the Otit, so Ruben does not have to acquire title to, in the Otit, because that he has for a long time. He wants to acquire title in the Zroim. So the Zroim am Mechuber. So he cannot become the Zroim by making a boy on Shiche. We call it Shiach the Zroim. Otsis the Zroim Shalechot, the Mochon Ha'achir. Herzi the Zroim kon Otsit. Vizui Shishoninu, Nechosim Shema Achayis, Nechosim Shishma Achayis, Vikesim Mishtar Vachazoke. So if the Otsit and the Zroim belong to Rubei, and then he sells it to Shimon. So, and Shimon makes a king Chazok in the Zroim. And Ruben is also Makne. The Otitz also, so then, Shimon acquires title in the Otitz as well, on the basis of the Kinyan Agel. Because Mitalpin, Amitagav Kark, Zui Shemi, Choshlachai, Choshlachai, Kishtar Chazok, here's the Otitz, Avot is Likon. Because as far as Otitz is concerned, so Kinyan Chazok is ineffective in Mitalpin. And as far as the Zroima concerned, certainly, I mean, so he didn't make any Kinyan Chazoke, Kinyan Chazoke in the Zroim. We call, unfortunately, we call Achiyahu the Zroim. Achiyahu the Zroim. Oh, crazy.
Ryan Hess, Chavav Sivan Hetov Shalom and Test, June 21st, 1979, on Thursday.
How did this all in Conor? Why? Because of the Kinyan Agel. One abaye in the Gemara is that Binyan Tzibur is more in Binyan Tzibur. In other words, there is a law about Agit. What does Agit mean? That you can be makne mitalkarim Agit Kakoris. Agit Kakoris. And this is deduced from the Pasuk in the Rayom in Beis, chapter of Avala. Vayitzen moe mabiyem atol Yisrabi yisri kesef lezor, donim, nimor in Tzuris biyud. So in other words, that means that he was marked to them, the kesef and the zohar, on top of the or mitzuris biyud. So that's the kinah. Now Teitzis in Bulukame says, Teitzis in Bulukame says that this is nasmach, and Agif is only, Agif is only with the Rabban, Agif is only the Rabban. The kashe against Teitzis is, because there is a gemore in Bulukame. There is a machlekes between Rabbeinu and the Chachamim as to whether karka is in Israel or karka is in Israel. So, I mean, it is well known that Kalki does, but because in the past I am a Muslim. But according to the Blessed, Kalki is the zealots. So the Gemara that to design the basis of what Kami says, Hagidah is a Paul. The Shoshu Lo, Chayev Hamid Lee Paul. Dibre the Blessed, the Chachak, the Chachomim Eimulim Lee, Eimulim, 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 Hosob Mike Mikliye, Omar Apope, Hosob Mayaskinon, Gigi Chibosa, Osod and Haber, for his support of in Utsoko. We shot for no, the Rapless of the Time, the Rabon of the Time. So Rapless are all things that Kar Kar is in Israelis. So Hagir is Osod and Haber, we shot for no, Chai Muhammad is on Ahe. The Rapless are the previous rising, but Hachot Mimakish of Ponel. So Mele, Rapless says, suppose he got us his own. How does he gather the sword? He makes a key chazok in the sword. He key chazok in the sword. Now, Karaki is nicknamed the Kesim of Shtar the Chazok. So, a Gazlan has to make a king. It's not Chaya why Gazlan should make a king in Kesim, because Kesim involves the mutual cooperation of the Mak and the Kede. In case of a Gazlan, there is no Mak. It's not Chaya Shtar. Shtar has to be written by an Eisei. And if somebody gathers his sword, so Shtar cannot be visualized. So what Kinyan can be visualized in connection with the Gazlan of Sodeh? Chazok. So if somebody gathered the Sodeh, then Kinyan Chazok, he becomes a Gazlan. Suppose on that Sodeh there was a Paul, and he didn't make a Kinyan Mishiche in the Paul. He just made a Kinyan Chazok in the Sodeh. So the Blazer, according to the Chachomim, that Karke in Mixeles, so he doesn't become a Gazlan on the Karke, he doesn't become a Gazlan on the Paul. But according to the Blessed, the Karka is Mizeles, so he becomes a Gazlan on the Karka, and he becomes a Gazlan also on the Paul. So, Hoche Mayaskinu Geshkodu Son Bechabere, Bo Yisoporo Rivutza Boy, Tach Kukhi Tchesom Dalo Matan. We shot for not. The Rebbeinu Litaime, the Rebbeinu Litaime. So Rashi says, the first line of Tach Kukhi Tchesom Dalo, the Gazlan Loi Moshe. Because if Gazlan made a Mashiach in the Paul, so never mind the Sode, he would become a Gazlan and the Paul per se, even according to Rabbono. So we have a Kikakoiz, who the Blurz of the Omar. So the Mitzeles came the Porimo of the Chayyim Rishale, the Mitalto in Nik in Agav Karke, who Rabbono Loi Kona Sode, the Loi Poro Shepo. The Loi Poro Shepo. So Rashi says, how does he become a Gazlan and the Paul? Vishwan and the Soder of the whole Karka themselves. But on the Paul, he didn't do any Mashiach. The answer is through Kinyan Agib. So we see that Kinyan Agib is effective even Gabi Gazlan. Kinyan Agib is effective even Gabi Gazlan. Now, Teisa says in Molokame, that conveys that the Possek that the Gemara mentions, Vayitein, Ribono, Zor, Chesed, Donetsk, Vor, Mitzudis, Yehuda. So, in the dimensions in the Brayon Beis, so that's an Asmach. That's an Asmach. So, we see that, so according to the key and Agrib is only Rabbon. Now, if it's only Rabbonon, so how come that the Chachomim should be the Saki, that key and Gabikazle? If it's in the right, so right. But if it's only with Rabbonon, so the Chachomim should be Misake, a Kinyan, Agib, Gazlan, and to accompany the Gazlan, he should be able to get it. All right, so it's possible. That doesn't present any cash. But there is another cash, because that is not difficult. Since the Chachomim were Misaki Kinyan Agib, so Lord Plum. So they applied it even to Gabi Gazlan, even though the Chachomim certainly were not eager to accommodate the Gazlan in that issue. It should be easy for him. But since they were Misaki, Agib is a Kinyan, so it's Mele Lord Plum. So even a Gazlan can take advantage of it, can be Kinyan to Kinyan Agib. But there is another Kashi. Now, here let's see the state. Herzeg is Royim, so the Mori in Dushi has two abayas. One abaya in Dushi is whether Binon Tzipurim or not. After all, the Posik Borim Mitzuris Be'Yehudet. So that means that the Kesef and the Zohar were contained in those cities, in those villages. So that's a point. So maybe in order that Agav should be Kene only when the Metaltali is mamish set up on the card. In other words, here is a Sode, and then there is a Poro, and I makne to someone the Sode with the Poro that is set up on this Sode, that is standing on this Sode, like the Posik in the Rayon. So in other words, he gave to his children all the villages with all the valuables contained in that city, in that village. So it was a bully. But suppose it's not a bully. Suppose someone has Metalkali in Chicago, and then he has his Sode in Los Angeles, and he'll be marketed to someone the Metalkali in Chicago on top of the Sode in Los Angeles. So that's not a bully. So it's not affected. Oh, my beautiful boy. In other words, one can be Makne, Mital from Chicago, on top of the Kalkoyes in Los Angeles. That's what happened. Then the other rabbi is, whenever Kiyan Agev is done, so does the Makne have to say to the Kene, Aga, in other words, be Kene, on top of. Oh, it's not necessary that he should say, be Kene the Mitaltali, on top. He should spell it out, on top of the Kakoyes. As long as he's Makne the Sode, and he's Makne the Mitaltali, even though he doesn't spell out, on top of. So, and then, the Likeach, the Kabe, makes a Kinyan and Chazoke in the Sode, so the Mele is Kene Mitaltali. So two Abayas. So two Abayas in the Mora, and then, Nachum Zayin. So then at the end, the Gemara says like this, Chazayim Lav, V'yilchas, Tziburi loy bino, Agav v'kni bino. That Tziburi is not required, but Agav v'kni is required. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, in the Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, in the Gimel, V'yilchas, V'yilchas, Ha'loch HaChes says, V'yilchas, Tziburi loy bino. But, Agav v'kni bino, in case it's not Tziburi, then he has to spell out Agav, Bikene on top of the Kakoyes. But in case where it is Tziburi, so he doesn't have to spell it out. Bino has a Tziburi loy bino. So the Meila, in any case where it's not Tziburi munach al gabe hasode, so then Agav v'kni bino. But in case where it is Tziburi munach al gabe hasode, then he doesn't have to say Agav. The Rambam is ready. And the Rambam says, Vilches et Tziburi loy binon, Agav v'kni binon, all the time. All the time. Now, let's see what Teis V'shite is. Whether Teis V'shite here is like the Rambam, or Teis V'shite is like the Rambam, in Perikim of Vilches Mechir. Halacha Chesed. Tzorech hi. Im tzorech loy binon, Agav v'kni t'moy b'av. Now, in this case, is it Tziburi or not Tziburi? Of course it's Tziburi. I mean, you couldn't even visualize more Tziburi than in the case of Zroi Menotit. Than in the case of Zroi Menotit. In other words, but here, Tziburim by this ordinarily, Tziburim is that Mitalter is Munach in the Karke. But here, the Karke is Munach in the Mitalter. But why should there be a difference? I mean, what's the significance of Tziburi? In other words, there is together. They are together. So does it make any difference how they are together? Whether the Mitalkin rests on the Karke, or the Karke rests on Mitalkin. Here, just the reverse. Because the path, the perforated path itself, is Mitalkin. And the Zroi that rests in the perforated path is Kakoyes. So that should be like Tziburi. Now, Tzorechim, in Tzorech Lema, Agav v'kni, T'moy v'alom, K'damun v'chelkam v'kishim, V'yishem v'hochel lo Tzorech. So, with Vuk, it's much, but it doesn't make any difference. sicuri whether the kako, the metalton, rest on the kako, the kako, rest on the metalton. As long as they are together, they are in contact with each other. So here, this loyim is the mechuber, and the otit is the metalton. And this loyim, the mechuber, so rests in the metalton, which becomes even simple, and still takes us as his office. Whether he has to say Adam Kini or not. So he says, for you are naked out of the Kamush, or Shem Hochaloito, the Hibi Zoy, what is this Roy, what Lagam Zoy? So, especially, he doesn't say because it's a boy. So, with Luke, it's much more than this Tesis, that Tesis takes us here in Greece and Shiva Sarayim, because if Tesis is a Greek and Shiva Sarayim, so by any Tibori, he doesn't have to say Adam Kini. So here certainly, Tesis is mashma, that perhaps here not, because here it's both like of soil. So in any other case of Tzibur, it's not bottle, but here it's both like of soil. Well, like of soil, because it's so hot, it's so soil. It's so hot, it's so soil. So, because the whole otis, what's this tashmish of otis? It's not used for anything else, except as a container for soil. So maybe it's bottle. But otherwise, if not for the special fact here that it's only what is going, then it certainly would require adultery. So that means the Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Raya, Tesis do not agree with the Shita of the Raya. Alright. But perhaps here, we don't require adultery. The Chita Mishtar, Kim Shehel to the Karka, Nikne Ashtar, the Homokim Shul. So really Gabishta also, if somebody is makne, in a karka is nikne because of Gabishta also. But he could be makne, he could be kane the karka for king hazoke, but the meche or the neise could give him a star anyway, is it right? Is it right? So the Gemara says, in regard to Tzibur, the Gemara says, in regard to Tzibur, so before the Gemara came to the conclusion that Tzibur would be known, so the Gemara wanted to be patient that Tzibur would be known. Why? Because there is a bright say, Ketz Vishtar Mecher Abal Pin Shem Vigyachimei. Kim Sheher Zikili Vikarake, Nikin Shtar Vichomot. Sure. In other words, suppose Ruvain is Makhmin Sot Vishim. And Ruvain is a Mecher, the Mace is Matone. And he tells the Eden to sign Shtar, Shtar Mechire or Shtar Matone, whatever. And then, but the Likeach, the Mikar Matone, is Kene the Sode for Kine Hazor. So, even though the Shtar, the Shtar was already executed, but it was not handed over as yet to the Likea, to the Mikal Matone. So the Aloha is the moment the Likea, the Mikal Matone, is getting the Sode, and the Shtar is already executed, even though it hadn't been handed over, so he acquires Kinyan title in the Shtar for the Sode. What kind of Shtar? It is Shtarai. But in order to be getting the Shtar, it must be handed over. But in the case where the Likeach was already Kene, the Sode, for Kine Chazoke, and the Shtar is already executed, so the Likeach acquires his Kene, the Shtar, the whole of the Jew. Even though the Shtar still happens to be in the pockets of the Bigger Design. So why? So how was the Kene at all? How was the Kene, the Shtar? It was intended over to the Likeach as yet. The answer is because the Mecher of Kabbalah is to be Makne the Shtar on top of the Sode. But it's not a Goyim. The Shtar happens to be, still happens to be, in the pocket of the Edim. The answer is Adam is Kene, even though it's not a Goyim. So the more they wanted to be patient from this price that it's a Goyim Loibino. So the more at first says, no, maybe it's a Goyim Bino. Shani Shtar the Absir Daru, because the Shtar, this is a concomitant. extra piece of paper. It's not that he wants to give him title in an extra piece of paper. He wants the Mikiach to have that star in order that that should serve as a light. So the name at the moment it's came, they saw the, so it's a special aloha. It's bottled to the, to that. It's an appendage. It's an appendage, an appendix of the Aaron. So, a subsequent Aaron. So that's why it's there. So mainly you cannot deduce from this that Tzipurim Odino. Because we could say generally Tzipurim Odino. But why is it in the Shtar? Because subsequent Aaron. Then the Gemara is patient that Tzipurim Odino. But from this we couldn't be patient. So the Gemara mentions, the concept of Afsar Adare, that even if we were to assume that it would be not, but the Shtaraye that comes together with the Sode, so it's Loibin Tzibur. So the Leila Tetzve says, here Tetzve discusses it, the Gemara says it in connection with Tzibur, that assuming that it would be not, but Shtar does not have to be Tzibur in the Sode, because Afsar Adare. Now Tetzve discusses another question, whether agav is knibino, so the more is patient, that generally agav is knibino. So Teitzer says, but without the shtaraya of the sode, so even without agav knib, he's kainet, because it's afsavadara. But the more doesn't say it. So that's why Teitzer says it. The chita b'shtar, kim she'az v'karke, nikna ashtar v'chol mokim shu. V'shemo. So that the more says, that even if generally, it is required in Pittsburgh, but here not. So the melee, but we can say that the same thing is true about Adam Kri, the Shema also will be an Adam, meaning the Shtar Afsar Adare. So over there we will be an Adam, because Afsar Adare, but the Zoyim and the Otzit, even though the Otzit is historically Zoyim, that's not like Afsar Adare. There isn't such a connection between the Otzitz and the Zroim as there is between the Shtaraya of the Sode and the Sode itself. So in other words, the Shtaraya of the Sode is imminent in the Sode. It's a permanent to the Sode. So the Meile, so the Gemara says that even if Tzipurim had been required, but the Gabbat Shtar, it's not really, it wouldn't be required. And over there, it's Mistava to say that Adam Kni Loibino, but that does not necessarily follow. That just as it's not required Adam Kni Ligabe Shtar, that it's not required Adam Kni Ligabe the Otis and the Zoyim, because the Otis and the Zoyim is not bottled to, is not as a pertinent to the Otis is not as a pertinent to the Zoyim as the Shtar is to the Kab. So in other words, Tesis is not patient, Tesis has a suffix. But we see from this suffix in Tesis, that Tesis is Chelik and the Shitas Rambam, and Tesis agrees with the Shitas, with the Shitas Rambam. Now, what is the Shita of the Rambam? What is the Shita of the Rambam? The Shita of the Rambam is that when does the Gemara say Agav Uklibin on only when it's not Tzibulim? But when it is Tzibulim, so then we don't need Agav Uklibin. The Rambam is Chelik. But we have to understand the Shite of the Rambam. Why is the Rambam Mechalek between Tzibulim and Tzibulim? Monashit. If Tzibulim is Loibin, so that means that the Kinyan of Agav is effective even without Tzibulim. So one can be Makna Mitalko in Chicago, Agav Kakoyis in Los Angeles. So, why should there be a difference? And then the Gemara says that Agav Knibino, he has to spell it out, so even by Tzibulim, he should spell it out. So you could say, I mean, some explain it that way, that if it is Tzibulim, so then it is always considered spelled out. In other words, there is no Ligen that he has to spell it out with his lips. There is no Aloha Mitzvah Sosayim. In other words, he has to indicate that he is Makne, the Mitalkali, not independent of the Kakois, but that he is Makne, the Mitalkali on top of the Kakois. So the Meila he has to indicate, he has to be Galadas. So if he's not supporting, if he doesn't spell it out, there is no Galadas that his aknoye is not an independent aknoye, but one is on top of the other. Mashenkin mitzigui, so we can say there is an undere that he means to be machna on top of the kakos. We can say that. But I think that there is another pshat which is wrong. Now, Teisvei Zachibbeis in Bolakame says that the posik of Vayitin Ribonot, Zor, Kesef, Yone Yisroel, so it's Yehude, is an asmach, it's only Rabbah. So then I mentioned the Gemore, that the Gemore is in Bolakame, in Tavigazim, but that doesn't present any question. But Tavigazim there mentions a stira from another Teisvei, that could dalet on the base. From there it's mashma that is with rising. Now I don't want to go over the whole basis because we'll spend a lot of time on the other basis. But the Ramadriya here will come in a few places. But what could be that there is a difference between the key and agave when it's Siburi and the key and agave when it's not Siburi. Now you see from the Moran of the Kamel, we see from the Moran of the Kamel, that according to Rav Lezer, that karka is nixales. So then, if somebody gathers his sode, and then sode, the nixel has a paw standing, and the gazlan wants to become a gazlan to acquire title not only in the sode, in the paw as well, so he becomes a gazlan. Now, I would like to ask a certain question. Suppose Ruvein has many sodes. He has one Sode, let's say, in Chicago. He has, let's say, Ruben, not his dad. Ruben, let's say, has many Sodes. And he has one Sode in Chicago, he has one Sode in New York. And then Shimon gazes the Sode in Chicago. But the power of Ruben is not on the Sode in Chicago. It's on the Sode in New York. And Shimon will have Kabone to acquire title when he makes it in Hazoki. In Ruben Sode in Chicago, he'll have Kabone to become the Poro that Ruben the Nixel has in New York. But he wasn't gazing on the Sode in New York, so the Poro of Ruben is standing is Sogo and Munach in the Sode in New York, and Shimon didn't gaze on the Sode in New York, Shimon gaze on the Sode in Chicago. So, will anybody say that Shimon will become a gazman over the Poro in New York just because in the Sode in Chicago that belongs to Ruben, and he had Kabone to acquire title in the Poro that Ruben has and the Sode in New York? Of course not. How is it Shayach to say Agel? When we say Agel, when there is Akloye, so then it's Shayach to say Agel in the key and Agel, even without it. Because the Meicher, the owner, is Mark, the Metalton he has in New York, about the Sode in Chicago. But the Gazlan, there is no Akloye. How could he become Gazlan over the Poro that is not in the Tzode? He didn't make a Kinyan in the Poro. But if the Poro happens to be in the Tzode in Chicago, and he has Kabone to become the not only in the Tzode in Chicago that belongs to Ruben, but the Ruben's Poro as well, then he does become a Gazlan. So what do we see? That in case of Tziburi, then Agel is a Maisi Kinyan in the Poro. Because a gazlan is not kine to aknoye, because the very name gazlan implies that there is no aknoye. If the owner would be makni, it's not a gazlan. So that means the owner doesn't want to be makni. So how does he become a gazlan? The gazlan has to do a kinyan. So that's a raye that in case of tzipuri, agit is a maise kinyan in the hefze. That's only in the case of tzipuri. But in the case of inner tzipuri, then if Ruben he has mitalkal in New York and he has his son in Chicago and he's makne the mitalkal in New York Adam the son in Chicago and Chime makes the king hazok in the son in Chicago, can you say that the king hazok in the son in Chicago is considered out of the mice king in the mitalkal in New York? That's not, but it's still king even though it's not supported. So it's an extra halacha that without the Isaac Kinyan in the Mutalpoli, he is catered for that way. He is catered that way, like the Kinyan Simtus. There is a loch that I now have to put here. Simtus means minik. That is, in the minik is to to keep it kiaskap. When Sochim concluded transactions, so that is gated among the diamond merchants, so there was a universal practice when they concluded transaction, so they shake hands and they wish themselves Mazel Tov. So that is it to say, I mean, Al-Kadim, when diamond merchants shake hands and they wish themselves Mazel Tov, so that gives title in the diamonds to the Likeach, because that's in Tuse, that by now if you so it's meaning, so can you say that the wishing of Mazel Tov is a Maisa Kinyan in the diamond? Or the Gemara mentions another meaning, to make him Marat on the scale and the merchandise. Let's say if you sell material, and the practice among those who sell material is to make him Marat, to make him Marat over the material. So that is in Tuse, so it requires full title in the material. So that's a Masekiyah, wishing themselves Mazel Tov in the Masekiyah. So the halacha is, it doesn't require Masekiyah. The Haknoi itself invests title in the Chayfetz, in the Legitim. In other words, if he was Makhe, and they did that which is customary to be done among merchants, so that gives title in the merchandise, in the care, but not that it's a Maizekiyah. So the Mele, the Aloche of Age applies in two situations. One situation is where it is Sogol Munach. So where it is Sogol Munach, then it is a Maizekiyah in the Metalkin. Even though Chazoki is not a Maizekiyah in the Metalkin. But if there is mitautelu agav kakoes, munach al gav kakoes, and the person makes a kinyan chazoke in the kakoes, so then the kinyan chazoke is a maize kinyan in the mitautelos, so it's a maize kinyan. That's the reason as to why the gazlan becomes a gazlan over the poor, because if it hadn't been a maize kinyan, how would it become a gazlan over the poor? Gazlan has to do a kinyan. The answer is it is a Maizekiyah. So when is it effective as a Maizekiyah in the Hefte? Only when it's Tzogel Munach. But when it's not Tzogel Munach, then it's not a Maizekiyah. But it is still Kene. Because the Gemara says it's a Gulim Oibino. So then it is Kene on the basis of the Akhtoi itself, not on the basis of Maizekiyah. So the Melee, we can answer the Kashas against the Isis of Hindus Kashas, other Kashas. Tisi says, in Baba Kame, it's only Asmachte. Why Asmachte? It's all the Pesuk says. Vayite, Ribono. So, Kesev, Donates, or Mitzuris Biyuda, or Mitzuris Biyuda. So it's mentioned. Only you could say, it means Vayite, and then he was came yet looking at Hazoki. Not that he was came. But why should Tetzer say that this is Nasmachte? Why couldn't the Pshutish of Likho be that the Kinyan was of Vrage? But what Tetzer means is, in case it is not Zubor, Umenochi, so it's also effective, then it is only in Rabban. But when it is Zubor and Umenochi, then it is in Raisa. So maybe there is no Kasha from the Gemara in the Kamed of Tzadikhez, where the Gemara says that the Kod Trablezer, so that the Gazlan becomes the Gazlan of the Poro through the Ki and Abed. Now if it's Rabban only, why should the Chachomim accommodate the Gazlan, it should be Kene? With that kinyan, which with rising no kinyan, the answer is when Tetzve says that it's a kinyan only with Rabbanon, that's in the case where it's not Zubor, but where it is boring, then it is not an Asmachte, then it is a kinyan gomo with rising. And that's the reason as to why it is effective even by Gaza. And that's probably the pshat. Not that the Rambam has to agree with Tetzve Shite that in ways, that when it's not Zubor in Munochi, it's only with Rabbanon. The Rambam can hold that it's in the right symbolic situations. But there are two alohas in Kinyan Agav. One Kinyan Agav is B'teras Maise Kinyan in the Mitalkin itself. That's only when it's boring. So the Mele, if it's boring, Nohi, since it involves the Maise Kinyan in the Mitalkin, so he doesn't have to spell out Agav Kli. Does the Mecher have to say, to spell out? If he's Makne, we know he's Makne. And they don't go here, was a king, so you don't, the Mecha doesn't have to spell out anything. Mashain came when it's not to go on, then it's only effective on the basis of that Knoi. without the Maizekiyah. So since the Likiyah requires Taiklan to basis of Daknoyah without the Maizekiyah, so the Mele Daknoyah is only effective if the Makna spells out Agadim. Alright, now, we have the Machlikas now in the Gemara. Now we have to in the Gemara. Nokri Boretz and Eifim Achutz Boretz. Abayoma Abosan Nokri Azminon. Robo Oma Abosan Eifim Azminon. So suppose you have an Otisnoku and the Nekev of the Otisnoku. Now let's say you have a part, a perforated part. And let's say, this is the borderline between the Artisoil. Here is the Artisoil, here is Chutz Boretz. And this is the and here is the party standing in the Eretz Yisrael, and here the Nekev, and then through that Nekev it draws unique sustenance from the soil upon which it stands, the soil of the Eretz Yisrael. But this is the borderline, and then it has that part has extensive branches in it, and then the nave extends outside, it protrudes into Chutz Loretz, and you have the parents and the branches and the nave that are in Chutz Loretz, they occupy space in Chutz Loretz. So the question is, these parents that extend into Chutz Loretz, but the path extending in Eretz Yisrael, and they draw the nikkei from the Eretz Yisrael soil, the parents that are in Chutz Loretz are the higher Tumis Maisas or are they not higher Tumis Maisas? So, Abaye says, Bosanok Fayazino, they are higher in Tumis Maisas. Robo Ma Bosanini Fayazino, they are put there from Tumis Maisas. This is the Machlekes. Bosanok Fayazino, Chutz Loretz, Yimunach Lagru, Vinei Fatsroi Nidia Chutz Loretz, it's Chutz Loretz, Bosanok Fayazino, Shom Yehidi, Bichai Bumaisir, And Robbie said, "Was a divine, you know, important that I say, we not take the Chutz Loretz, and we pass by the Chokhmah, like every other Machlekes between Abai and Robbie said, Allah is like Chokhmah, except Yal Kedav. So the Gemara says, be the Ashrish Kulal Nubutlige. Let's say, suppose you have the three mamish that is rooted. Here is the borderline, and you have a tree that is rooted in the soil, here not as well, but all the branches extend into Chutz Loretz. Into Chutz Loretz. So then there is no machlekes. So in Rome will be made that the parents that grow on that name, on that branch, that extend into Chutz Loretz, if it's Ashrish, if it's rooted Mamesh, so then Kolal Meloi Plige, that what? That Bosanok Leazinon. So Dash is Loi Plige, like a man, the Oslo Bosanei. So then in Rome will be made that it's Chayim Tumis of Israel. That is highest in Tumis Maisres, keep within the Loyash, when you only have an Otis Lok. So it's not rooted in the Otis Lok. It's just the Nekev, the Nekev of the path is here. So the Mele draws the Nekev from the soil beneath. I mean the soil of the Otis Lok. So then there is a Machlekes. So the Gemara has the Kashi, the Ash, the Shulpike, Adam, Steak in Israel Gabsu, we are in the time, and they are in Yashal Elyei, and you are in Yashal Tarach. This is at the end of Bob Mitzir. It's a very difficult thing. The last mission in Bob Mitzir, Abba Yisrael, Steak in Israel Gabsu, we are in the time, Suppose you have two kineis. Here you have one garden. Here on the floor you have another garden. And then there are trees, sorry, that are rooted here on top. But they extend with all the peiris or all the vegetables. They extend here into the karka tachteino, in the habir of the karka tachteino. Let's say this is a tree, and it's planted here, it's rooted here, and then it extends here. So the question is, to whom does it belong, these peiris? Do they belong to the owner of this gino, or do they belong to the owner of this gino? So Reb Meir in Moshe Eliezer. So Reb Meir says that we belong to the owner of this Gino, because after all we are rooted here in the Gino Elieno. Reb Yude in Moshe Tachtei, that who is the owner of the fingers of this snake that overhangs and extends over this Gino, the Tachtei. Omer Reb Meir, in Yerzoel, in Likarasea, Afrei, Kanyarek. So Reb Meir tries to prove his point that it belongs to the L.A. Why? Because suppose the L.A. would remove the soil. So what would happen to the whole tree and all the soil? It would collapse. So the Mele, why does it exist? Why does it survive? Because of the offer. Of the alien in which this tree is rooted, these roim are rooted. So the melee, on account of the fact that they are able to maintain their existence only because of the offer of the alien, and if the alien will decide to dig out all the offer from his gino, then everything will collapse. So the melee, he acquires title in these spirits, the alien. Omar Abiyude in Yirza Atachnu Lebalesis Genosei in Kanyarek, because all the branches extend over in the abir of the Tachte. Now, he is the violin of the Tachte. Suppose he decides to fill it up with sand, let's say 5 feet, you decide. So then, all this oil will be destroyed. So in other words, they are able to maintain their existence and to grow over the abir of the Tachtim by virtue of the generosity, or the Tachtim because he doesn't want to fill up the Gino Tachtim with offer. So the melee, they are able to grow, these spirits are able to grow. So in other words, that's the argument as by Rabbi Yehuda as to why it should belong to the Tachtim. Omar Rabbi Meir, Miyacha Sheshneim Chinunim Chizal Zeh, Rei Meir Yarek Zechai. It's true. So Reb Meir says, each one contributes towards the maintenance of the growth. Each one, the upper, the alien contributes, and the dachti contributes. So, let's say, if they will not both cooperate, then the soil couldn't grow. They'll die in this one. So then, since each one contributes, so in order to determine who has ownership, we should look where it goes from. Naturally, it goes from the Elie. So maybe it should belong to the Elie. Alright. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi, be careful how to treat the Elie now. So, as far as they care that which is on the Elie, everybody agrees that it belongs to the Elie. Even Rabbi Yehuda. For the Machlekes is in regard to the nave that extends in the abyss of the Tach. So, the keeping of Nefi, Reb Meir saw Asher Nefi was a Rikre. So the Nefi was a Rikre. So since the Yikar, the roots, are placed, where do they play? Where are they set up? In the Elie, so the Mele, the Nefi that comes and sprouts out of that Yikar, so the Mele also belongs to the Elie. And Reb Yehuda saw Baroi Amrin and Shon Nefi was a Rikre. Now that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Matan shteki nidash shel tige, matnan shteki nizual gamzu viyam bintayi, Reb Meir in Yosher Elie in Reb Yehuda imo shel tachti." Now there are two guesses in the Gemara. So one guess is the way we have it here. Omar Rabbi Bikri ko amar tige delgi na, ki tige bneifi. Reb Meir sova shel neifi basarikri. Reb Meir sova shel neifi basarikri. That's all. And Reb Yehuda Sova Roya Mishon Neif Masarikre will not tell us. But in our text, we are tells. In after me. So the Gemara wanted to say, that this is the Machlekes. Now here it's Ashrash, because here is a tree rooted on top, and for the Neif overhangs and extends in the Avir of the Tachteino, the Kina Tachteino. So we see that Reb Meir says that the parents of that name belong to the Elie. Why? He says that Shonenei Fibas Arikre, even Shonenei Fibas Arikre, Chinese would be saying train. And Rebbe says, and Rebbe says, no, that, so in other words, isn't it that Chameya agrees that Abaye agrees with Chameya, and Chope, who says that Bosalipi has been, we don't say, Shodimifi Bosalipi. So Chope agrees with the Shite of Chabude, who says that it belongs to the Tachte, and we do not say that the Neif is Nidra after it. That's what Chabude. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Machlokes. Everybody agrees that with the Ashrich, so even Rome agrees that with the Ashrich, so then, so we do not say Shodanei Pasari. So with the Ashrich, everybody agrees that we do say Shodanei Pasari, not Pasari Pasari. But why does the Buddha say that the parents of the name belong to the Tachte? Here it's Ashrich. So the name should be Nikra after the Iker. And who is the owner of the Iker? The Elie. So why does Rabbi say that it belongs to the Tachte? So there we have other reasons. Also, we don't have time. We have to tell you for a safe in Kayerek. We have to tell you for a safe in Kayerek. We have in Kayerek. So the other reasons. But, in the case of Ashrich, everybody agrees that the Chodan Eifi was a Iker. In Roman, there is no Tane who says to the country, Vakate, the Ashrich, with Rige, Vakate, Ilo, Mikzosi, Behoret, Mikzosi, Behoret, Behoret, Tedo, Behoret, 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 those papers that are located in Chutzlorets are potter-omizes. My love, mixas leivim orets and mixas leivim Chutzlorets. So, mixas leivim Chutzlorets. So that means, even though, let's see the Rashi, the Avon, which is called Shavosho, but the Chutzlorets, Aume, as Lina, was a baby, says, look, that this price is what is the case where it's mixed a shorosh in Boretz, who mixed a shorosh in Chutzlaret. In the case where all the shoroshim are in Boretz, so then everything is mixed after the shoroshim. So if all the shoroshim are in Eretz Yisrael, so then all the peiros that grow, that extend the Chutzlaret, are chayim to Chutzlaret. If all the shoroshim are in Chutzlaret, so even the peiros that extend in the Eretz Yisrael are also part of the Chutzlaret. But here the Machlokes case is one of the case where some of the Shoroshim are in Eretz and some of the Shoroshim are in Chutzlaret. So there is a commingling of Yidinke from Eretz and Chutzlaret. So that's why there is a Machlokes case between Rebbe Moshe Nami. So, Umay Tani Moshe Nami. So Molechek, the mix of Shoroshim in Eretz and Shoroshim in Chutzlaret. So that means there is a mixed yinike from Eretz and Chutzlaret. So everybody should say, like Chebe, it should be Tevo Nechum Rom to say, why is Roshim Namil Chilek? So why is Roshim Namil? The Mavzik Tzum Yud, there is a rack. In other words, let's say, here is Eretz Yisrael, this is the borderline, here is the Chutzlaret. And the Shoroshim extend from here to here, beneath the Karaki. But there is a rack in between, just on the border. So the question is, my time with Rebbe, they have now, even though there is a rock, but deep in the karke there is a mixed unit. The rock does not extend up to the tehillim. So the rock might be 5 feet deep, 10 feet deep. So then, no matter how deep the rock is, but beneath the depth of the rock, so there is a mixed unique, and this is what Rebbe says. So, my time the Rebbe had now, beneath the depth of the rock. We might read again, Ma'asoba Rabbim al-Mubalber, Ma'asoba Ha'ayu Chudikoye, Ma'ayu Chudikoye. But, everybody agrees that if the Yitrim Ibiika is exclusively in Eretz Yisrael, even though the native is completely in Chutz La'aretz, so it's Chayim Tovus HaMitzvos. So it's Chayim Tovus HaMitzvos. Alright, now let's see Rashi. שתי בני קיום גם זוג, נזוי קוטים כמו זה אחת שלהם חבר בגין, שלא זוכו, והיה לי מטעם כדי רק ביום, לאח שבו נשחת ככו ישר יהיה, ונאי לי בבני שתחתם, שתחתם אז נמוס המאי, כי תונתיים לי שאני שתחתם, מה הוא לא עושה, הוי הוא יום יום חי, זה כאילו גיל, יאי כזה, זה יחדו, ורואב משפטו ישראל, תבוכו מרום זה וזה, אין לך פי רבים על זה, שאני צוס מאורץ, שהוא טבר, הוא מתעס מחוץ מאורץ של חום, ושאני כמסר ארץ, נעקים לי מיני שמאס, ונתנו בעד העולו, פעם נחיל רפתו, ובנה אותם בעד, הגון בכיר מה שצירה ארץ ישראל, מי זה סנאי ורק משקו שקול שראש עובר ארץ מחוץ מאורץ, אבל מאזמין לו בסנאי, מה איתה אם לרמשים גם ביהר, מה הוא הכל בכיר חייב, ואי מקישות שראש עם, מה לסחר וכל הפרי, ושאיר שאי וזה, מה הוא נסחר וכלי שלי וזה, דימא הפסיק צוינה, שאי צלמדו באמצע שרושים, מפסיקים עד הגזע, הלכך לנפשים ראיין כמעט דודה, דעת לאר ושאיץ מן הגזע ומאי לא שורים, מה שובר אביר המבר, אבא פי שכל מה שאיש מן השרושים יקר בו מוגדו, הוא יוצאות לאביר ומוגע ומבר ביום ביין כמעט דודה, ומה שובר אביר לא ימבר, הוא יוצאיך הקר כבודו מסלע שאיני מצליח, ויועיך לכל שרוש עובר ארץ ישראל, לכמן נוז ובוסדאי, סודת פסקון הדגים לא הרי, that machlei can be doing a bayin, or beins, and ligar, and turn off the stock. So then, where it's not rooted, mamish, in the karak. But it was, you need to get from the karak. So then, according to a bayin, was a nekir as it. So the predominating thing is the nekir, where it was in nekir. And if this is not Israel, so in the Paris that that extend the chutzlo, it's a high prices. And according to Robert, we pass like Robert, so the predominant thing is the name. Hashem came where it's Mushre, Shinyat Yisrael, or the chutzlo, so everybody agrees that the predominant thing is Dash Moshe, and if Dash Moshe, the roots, are in Yat Yisrael, so even the Paris that extend the chutzlo, it's a high prices. If Dash Moshe, the roots are chutz la'aretz, and the peiros that extend in Eretz Yisrael are potter of Israel. According to everybody, this is the maskone of the Gemara. Alright, now let's see the cases. Because immediately after, I think, when we learn the Gemara of what you spoke about in the Chabad, we see I mentioned it. It was my father's Chabad, so I mentioned this inyan, I mean the machlekeh between the Ram and the Raya. Was a look at the man go away over eating with the last hand of two boats in the knock. Your talk is what is actually in Timachweke Sinukti. Timachweke Sinukti. But it's also a Gemara in Chum. Perik Beis of Ukti, Mishnah Test. Kishay Shenoto Biotis. Suppose you have a notice. It part. Now the Mishnah doesn't say whether it deals with a notice knockup, a perforated part, or a Shenok, an unperforated part. But according to the Rash, and according to the Raimed, and according to Rashi, in Chum Dafkut Chofres, and according to Tesis, in Chum Dafkut Chofres, so this Mishnah deals with a notice Shenok, an unperforated part. According to the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam, Vilech HaZoko, he deals with the Notzis Lokum. Alright, but according to Rash, Raivet, Rashi, Teisves, this Mishneh is reference to the Notzis Chein Lokum. Otzis Chein Lokum by itself does not have a Notzis Lokum. So, Kishe Shonoto Biotzis. Kishe Shonoto Biotzis. He had a Notzis Chein Lokum. And you planted cucumbers, Kishes. Shenoto Bortis, Vidiro, and then the name, the branches that extended out of Bortis was very, very large. So Kishi Shenoto Bortis, Vidiro Yotachut Bortis, is there. You have it right here. You have it right here, non perforated part. And then you have, let's say, a plant, you. And not a shin in Lakuf. And then you had Kish's cucumbers. And you had branches that came out outside the otis. the whole of Dotsis. So the question is, now, Mechubea is not the Kabbalah. Tolu, she's the Kabbalah. So if you have, let's say, cucumbers in the Notis Noku, didn't extend outside in the Notis Noku, so then if a chariot comes in contact with them, even after they were Mukhshar, because even after they came in contact with mine, so the cucumbers are not the Kabbalah. But if the cucumbers grow in the Noti, let's say, Shein Nokov like this, it doesn't extend, and it's not a Shein Nokov, and then the Sheretz comes in contact with the with them, so then the cucumbers are Mkabotum. Now here it is Kishe Shenotu Botis. So you had some cucumbers inside here, and then you had, this is a branch, not just cucumbers. So some cucumbers you had inside Otis, and some cucumbers grow, let's say some cucumbers grow here outside of this. So Tamei says, Teo, everything is Torah. Not only the cucumbers that grow here that extend outside, but even the cucumbers that are inside of this. And it's not a shame not because the Russian arrived and Russian faces. So not a shame not because it didn't have Torah, so it should be recovered to me. But since it extended, so even the cucumbers that are inside the Otis also have a din of Mechubah. By Otis Shemlo. This is Tanakhana. And Rabbi Shimon Meir Mativo Mitayer El Atomei Pitumose V'Atoya Yochel. In other words, so Rabbi Shimon says, it all depends. Those cucumbers that are inside the Otis in Noku, so they, since it's not Shemlo Noku, so it's Tomei. But those who are outside, those who grow outside your teeth, I'll tell you, are not becoming. So according to Tanekame, and we pass by Tanekame. So according to Tanekame, so all the cucumbers, even the cucumbers that grow inside your teeth, they do not extend outside. So are also toy, are not becoming. They acquire even the hooker. Requirement for Chuban. According to Rabbi Shimon, only those peiros that grow outside, but so heavy din of Mechubah are toya. But those peiros that grow inside your teeth are not. So these are toya. These are toya. Now, so what did we see from this halacha? From this Mishnah, we see a halacha. From this Mishnah, we see a halacha of that me'avir ekohom. In other words, everybody agrees that the cucumbers that grow outside the Otis, even though it's not a chain local. So those cucumbers cannot be mikabutum. Why? Because they have a din of mechubah. Why do they have a din of mechubah? After all, they grew in the Otis. Shein Nokov and not Shein Nokov to not have a Mechubah. But we say Mavirikov, inasmuch, because every plant that grows, so it has to pick up certain minerals from soil. Now, so those minerals sometimes are in a gaseous state, and Mimele, those plants pick up the minerals that are in the Geza state. So that means Miavirikov also they draw unique. Food Abi, they draw unique. Now this has no neck. So it cannot. So it only draws its unique from the soil that is inside the orchid. But it doesn't draw any unique from the carcoeo upon which the orchid knocked itself stands. But since it has the palace outside, so Mele Meavire Korobu, and they draw Yenike from the Karka here beneath. Even though the part doesn't even stand here. They just protrude in the avir. So we say Meavire Korobu, and they draw Yenike from the avir beneath. How do they draw Yenike from the avir beneath? Because it picks up, these oil pick up minerals from the soil here, which minerals? Not the minerals that are in the solid state, but the minerals that are in the gaseous state. So the minerals we say Mabiri Korobu, and account of that they become Mechuber to the Karka here. Karka here. So, as far as the pyramids that extend outside, everybody agrees that they become Mechuber, according to the Rashi. But the Shaila is about the pyramids that are, that grow inside of us. So Tanakama says that when we say Mabiri Korobu, even in regard to the pyramids that are inside of us, and according to Rav Shimon, we only say Mabiri Korobu in regard to the pyramids that are outside of us. But the pyramids that are inside of us, so it remains, so it's Mitomose. That's Mitomose because that remains Tosh. Only the pyramids that extend outside. Now, so Teisa says the Kashi was a Lokriyah. Remind your Mabe Yogore, be the last having to have your teeth. I mean, the Mishnah mentions Kishes, Teisa mentions here the last. So the Bach makes a correction, the Kishes having to have. Even though Teisa quotes the Gemara in Chum, but the Gemara in Chum itself is a quotation from the Mishnah Nukt. So that's why the Bach makes a correction. Bikishes Akitua Lotishinro. The Mishnah doesn't say that it deals with Lotishinro. But there's the Pshat of the Rash, there's the Pshita of the Raiden, there's the Shita of Rash and Tesis. So the last Akitua Lotishinro, the Yotzokut Lotis, Hatome Vitomose, Vatoya Vitamose, Hoadi, the Motit Vichut Lorets, the Nevenate Lorets, the Mohammed. So suppose that a notice, suppose a notice is the chutzlot, and the nave is later on it, because Abai and Rav, they have reference to the case of Nokri Boretz, and nave in the chutzlot. They do not discuss the converse of Osis the chutzlot. The native laws. They do not discuss it, but it only follows logically. So Hoadim, that according to Abaye, who says, so if a notice would be the chutz laretz, a native would be native laretz. So, according to Abaye, we would say, was a nokrias minon, and it would be potter of mices. Everything. Even the payments that are later laorets would be potter of mices, according to Abaye. Now, the question is, Rav Shimon says, that Atomi Vitomosi, Atomi Vitaros, so it follows according to Rav Shimon, just as Rav Shimon says over there. So, ho adim. So, ho adin imotit v'chutzlot, v'nei v'nei teoretz, v'mehame yimikasamei, v'nei gufei, v'chai v'maiseh. So, in other words, if, according to Rav Shimon, suppose you have imotit, that is a chutzlot, and the nei extends in eretz, so according to Rav Shimon, we would say that the pavers that grow in the nei, that extends in Eretz Yisrael, so a high miser a contraction. Even though the Iker is a chutzlot. So doesn't that mean that what Abaye says here is in conflict with what Rav Shimon says? Because Abaye says here that was a nokres. So the name, even in the case where it's not mushkash, where it's not written, not the case of a tree. In the case of a tree, so everybody agrees, a buyer of everybody, that the nave is nigra after the ikra. But in case of no ashrash, just not a stone. So according to a buyer, we say that the nave is nigra after the ikra, and the nave has the same din as the ikra. So the melee it would follow that according to Abaye, if you eat the otzitz instead of the chutzlot, and the name is Jetzt sind sie aufs Feuer.